Yesterday we started looking at transport systems. Amen. Okay, yesterday what did we say transport is?
So what is transport system? The means.
Amen. Amen. You see, there are basic things we understand as believers, and because we are not talking from it, there are basic things we are supposed to be taught, and because we are not properly taught, we struggle in our Christian life. It is because of these things that somebody gets born again. And 10 years after you are born again, you are going to church. 10 years after being born again, you cannot truly say. You cannot vow of the things that you have laid hold in God. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Because you are doing best according to what you have been taught. Are you with me now? You see, had it been you knew more, probably you would have done more. But you didn't know. Just as he's saying, first thing you must understand is that there is only one merchandise we have in the kingdom of God. That merchandise is life. You see, for example, if you come to this market here, there are many things that are selling as goods. We call them merchandise. Is it not true? Some people sell. Tell me three things they are selling here. Man. Huh? This boy. Okay. So there are many things that are selling here. But in the kingdom of God, we only have one merchandise. Life. So the scripture says, in the words of our master Jesus, he said that I am come to give you what? I am come to give you what?
Life.
No, car. What have I come to give you, husband? So you need to describe what God needs to give you. Admission. What God brings is life. That is why there is need to be educated in life. That is what the prophet was trying to, that is David was trying to say in that book of Psalm chapter 16. He said, thou shalt show me the path of life. It is not path to life. Are you with me? He didn't say, show me the path to life. He said, show me the path of life. So, for a man that have found Christ, you have found life, but there are paths in life. Because inside life is dwelling pleasures. Inside life is dwelling husband. Every single thing you need is in life. Are you with me now? So, what God gave you is a full package. And that full package is in life. Is it not true? So Jesus said that I have come to give thee life, even what? Abundant life. The life that overflows. Do you know what is abundant life? Eh? Who knows what is abundant life? My sister. No, sit down. It's abundant. Teacher, abundant life. Kaina Mosabe. Aide. Abundant life. Surplus. Well, it's good. But let me simply make it clear. Abundant life means that. Let me use a simple example. Your need is 1,000. But you have 1,500. The 500 there, you can give another person. Is it not? That is what is called abundant life. You have much more than you need to prosecute your life in such a way that you can help others with what you have. I with you now. And not suffer. So there are people that have so much grace. It can be money. They have so much money. It can be anointing. They have so much anointing. Haven't you seen people like Benny Hinn Like Pastor Chris, I was watching one clip when I was in Lagos. I said, what is this? And you have seen it though, but you know, everything is in levels. So he came and said, do you want it? You know that grammar. Oh my God. Even if I don't want anything, I want the grammar. Do you want it? All of them say yes. Say, take it. What we saw was everybody on the ground. See, that is an overflow. Are you with me? It is an overflow from what he has. You see, as you are now, you are anointed though. Do you know why sometimes the power doesn't move and sometimes something doesn't happen? It's because you have not reached overflow. When you reach overflow, you will have more than enough to give another person. You, the one you have, is not enough. How are you going to give? Let me now show you the secret of this thing that we are doing. Should I tell you? You already know it. Make sure you have more than enough. You see the prayer power when you are leading prayer people. There are people that will be telling you, pray. They will be doing everything. You will even be feeling weak to pray. But there are people that will come and let's just pray for 1 minute. let's just go ahead and pray. Just 1 minute. You know, we are in for another 15 minutes. Let's pray for 5 minutes. You know, it's 1 hour. After 1 hour, you'll be trying to match break. But there are people that will tell you, let's pray. He will be telling you, he will be doing everything. People doesn't feel like praying because he doesn't have what he's trying to give. When you have something, even when you don't want to give it, was it not somebody that was telling me that I didn't know? I'm a simple person. I don't even encourage those things. But somebody told me that when we finished at YMR, because there is a place we sat on the second day or somewhat, we sat near the audience. As we were sitting there, somebody said that when I finished sitting there and left, he went to sit there. As he was approaching my seat, his head started burning with fire. He has not reached my seat. He was trying to approach my seat. These things are real. See, the reason why I can teach this thing confidently, beyond the exegesis and revelation of the scripture, I also carry experience. In fact, most times I'm conservative because it's always good to say less than me. You know, and you have experience. You know, there are some people, there are some things I will tell some people, their faith can't carry it. Amen. So it is necessary that we are grounded in the foundations of the scripture. It is true that in life, are you with me now? That there are parts in it. That means we have to be guided into those parts. Are you with me now? Because have you noticed that in that place there is pleasures? No, it's not only suffering. There is, say pleasures.
Yes.
Pleasure is pleasure. If you like, let it be spiritual one or physical one. Say pleasure is pleasure.
Pleasure.
You might not, some people are too religious to think that there is no pleasure. No. Those days when we were small, I don't know how old some of us are, but at least I'm old. No, I'm old, very old. So there is a song we used to sing. Or rather, they used to sing. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. Those early believers that prayed that prayer, that's what we are suffering now. Because Satan has collected the world and left Jesus for them. When they can't pay school fees, they started looking. Yes, now. You can't pay school fees. Some of them, the way they ended wasn't good. because they didn't understand the full scope of God's plan on earth. Jesus never preached redemption, actually. Huh? Yes. What Jesus preached was the kingdom. When he was giving them a revelation of prayer, he told them, "Our Father that is in heaven, hallowed be thy name." What will happen? So that means that there is a preeminent desire in the heart of the Father that the kingdom what? That the kingdom what? So, how can you now tell Satan to take the world? Why? One of the major reasons Jesus came was to reclaim it. My Lord said to my Lord, what?
Sit down.
At my right hand until
I make thy
enemies. He said, the scripture says that the mountains of the Lord's house shall be exalted above every other mountain. And then what will happen? Other hills will flow unto it. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, he said that the kingdoms of the world has become the kingdoms of our Lord and his what? So that means that there is a general, final, ultimate agenda in the heart of God to sum everything in Christ. Are you with me now? That is why everything was made by Christ, so that it will be possible for everything to be summed up in Christ. The book of Colossians said that Christ is what? The sum of all things. Are you with me? Because we are going to fly small today. Oh my God. My brother that came to meet us the other day, he left. And he has been thanking me since that day today. And I'm wondering why he's thanking me. I just said such as I have. Huh? Yes, actually he's doing you service at. Say such as I have. Is it not if you have, you give? I know you love me. You can give me 1 million. But I know you don't have. So a man can only give what he wants. So people get born again and they stop there. The next thing, Satan take the word. Let's go to heaven. Let's go to heaven. Let's go to heaven. Since 1970, they found out, Jesus has not come. What they didn't know is that the coming of Jesus is not really determined by him. There are things that will happen first before he comes. I don't have time to go into eschatology. Eh? One of them is captured in the book of Acts chapter 3, where the scripture says that Jesus, who is the Christ, this is Peter talking, said will be held up in the heavens until what? The restitution of all things. That word, the restitution, is restoration or recovery. That is why anytime I begin to teach, if I don't speak on the recovery agenda of God, I've not said anything. God is interested in recovering the territories that has been lost. So until then, Jesus, that's why I don't want to extend it, but it's meant that he's holding Jesus from coming. In case our people want Jesus to come, there is a quota that needs to be fulfilled, and then he comes. Because the Father gave the Son a promise. He's not going to break it. There are many covenants. One of them is the covenant that is binding the Godhead. Huh? You think the Son just came? There is a board meeting before they send the Son to come. And everything has been preordained and pre-agreed before he came. So, David, by a prophetic grace, said, "The Lord said to my Lord." It is not... That is a higher level of prophetic, as I've said before. He is a participant in heavenly discussion. He is not, Thus said the Lord. No. He was participating in something that is happening. He said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool." It was the writer of the Hebrews that said that everything has been put to subjection to Christ Jesus. But he didn't stop there. He said, but yet we have not seen all things subject. As I'm talking to you now, even your heart is not yet subject to Christ. Even as you are sitting here now, our heart is not yet fully subject to Christ. And you want him to come and do what? That even the body, his bride, is not yet ready. The thing of his love and joy is not yet ready. Because the government of the Holy Ghost has not found full expression in them. How much more the world? Because the very organ and instrument by which God rules is the church, is the body. As you are now, if you are, do you know the reason why you should live holy life beyond many things? The reason is that the world will never know that there is anything like holiness except you do it. They will never see God. You are the one, you are the living epistle. That's what it means to be a living epistle. The reason why you must heal the sick and raise the dead is because it's a proof that Jesus has risen. They will never know that Jesus has risen until you now raise the dead. Are you saying you can't raise the dead? Huh? Make sure you say what you will do, because as you are saying it, it will come and you do. Amo kasidish ahata kanish. You see, the people of the world, we always think that believers are poor. Eh? Until you will prove it that is wrong. Let me tell you the truth. You better be rich here. Because if you are poor, have you read of the Lazarus? How many of you have heard of Lazarus? The Bible said that he went to Abraham's bosom. The rich man is in hell and he's still sending Lazarus on errand. You are in heaven. Somebody in hell is sending you on errand. Why? It's a poverty. He carried over poverty to Abraham's bosom. He doesn't have a place. Even in heaven, he is still squatting. Even in heaven, he is still squatting. See, let me tell you. You know, the Bible says it's easier for a rich man to pass through the eye of the needle. Okay, for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go into heaven. I don't want to go into full analysis of that scripture. But there is actually a gate in Jerusalem called the eye of the needle. So it's not your needle. Are you with me? Let's leave that. But even at that, he's talking about those that will enter. Are you outside the kingdom? We are talking about entering. Is it not true? Have you not entered? No, we are talking about outsiders. Have you ever tried to preach to a rich man that is not yet born again? It's a tough thing to do, actually. But for them that is inside the kingdom, let me now tell you the truth. Your Christian life will be very easy if you have money. Why am I talking like this? I don't like talking about money. I don't like talking about money. But let me tell you a point now. If there is a lot of money, it makes a lot of things easier for you. Do you know that there are some men of God that you will have private access to in the next 1 week because of the money you have? Huh? And you don't really need that much access. Meanwhile, somebody that is in his room and he says, Chris Oyakilome is my father. Meanwhile, the pastor that Pastor Chris pastored, that pastored, you can't even reach him. Are you getting the point? Now, we are not interested in mammon, but if 5 million land on my account now, bam, 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 and sweat is coming from it, are you with me? Even if you don't call me, I will call you to find out whether he's Yahoo boys that put money. Yes, now they can. I heard they can use your money, your account as a dummy before they will now transfer it to them. So I will save my head. Only for me to find out that it's you. For me, oh, let me tell you how I behave. That's me. I'm not saying you should do it. Everybody, the way you are. Me, I will not be too excited. I will not be too excited the way you think. But I'll put it in my heart. I'll be checking. If I see that truly that God wants us to connect, then I will. But you will never have some certain level of access if you. And this is what I believe, and we have found out that it's true. Don't believe a man that his money has not spoken. I'm telling you the truth. I can prove it from the Bible. You want me to prove it? What did Jesus say? Where a man's treasure is. So your money is not here. Where are you? Where do you think? Anywhere the majority of your money is, that's where your heart is. Even if you say it's not, I choose to believe Jesus more than you. I choose to believe who? Jesus more than you. It's true. Because anytime resources comes to your hand, the next thing that comes to your thought, the next thing you want to spend it upon is that thing that is in your heart. That's what Jesus said. He now said, lay up treasures for yourself where moth. So that means that even though mammon is useless, there's nothing like money in heaven. Yes, there's nothing like money in heaven. But Jesus is trying to tell you that there is a way money can be a servant and he can buy something in heaven. So there is a converting factor. Oh God, why am I want to talk about transport system. There is a way, what you can do to money, it will now lay up treasure in heaven. Meanwhile, there is nothing like money. I don't have time to show you, it was Satan, Lucifer, that invented merchandise and money. The Bible was talking about him in the book of Ezekiel. He said, by the multitude of your merchandise, you have corrupted the kings of the earth. Are you with me now? So he is the one that invented merchandise. That is why, as I said, as long as Lucifer, Satan is concerned, there is a price for everything. Have you seen those people that believe that you can be bought? It's just that they have not brought the amount that can buy you. These are people that is functioning by the principle of Lucifer, Satan, actually, not Lucifer. Eh? It is only Lucifer that believes that a man can be bought. It's just about the price. Are you with me now? Just because... Maybe as you are now, they give you 100,000. You say no. They will give you. He believes you can be bought. Guy, who are you? That's the principle of Satan. You might think. Finally, when we came to the book of Revelation, we were talking about Babylon, the system that Satan has fashioned to function alongside the system of God. He said that Babylon has committed whoredom with the kings of the earth, and she has many merchandise. He counted many of them. The last one was what? The souls of men. So even the souls of men are traded. Satan believes that your soul can be bought. It was on that account that Jesus said, what can a man give in exchange for what? His soul. That means that Satan has engineered the system upon which a soul can be bought. Meanwhile, in God's economy, a soul is at a transcendent level. There are things that are transcendent in level. Are you with me now? Maybe you will not get this. But transcendent simply means that the reality of his existence moves beyond time. Anything that the reality of his existence moves beyond time, then its quantification can never be with anything that is in time. So, money is in time, is it not true?
Yes.
How can you use it to quantify a soul that is eternal in context? The soul of a man is transcendent, transcends beyond time into eternity. So Satan believes he can use something in time to buy your soul. Jesus said, What can a man give in exchange for his soul? Now said that life does not consist in the multitude of the things that you own. Satan believes your soul can be bought. So he made Jesus. He believes anything can be bought. What was the second or third temptation of Jesus? He said, bow to me and I will give you the whole world. It's not easy. Almost everybody falls for that temptation. The thing is that the lingo that is used for Jesus might not be the one used for you. Are you with me? But almost everybody. Don't jot first. Let me tell you this thing. Don't write. It's you I want to tell this one. There is something Satan can give you now. And you forget Jesus. Are you with me? It's not something bad though. Something very good. That thing you are thinking now, he will give you. It's only me and him that know. It's only me and him. That thing. Yes. Because when we talk about these things, it's not bad things. I will give you the splendors of this world. You know, you have seen Bushiri now. They will give you those ones. I'm not saying, I don't have anything against him. I'm saying, you like that one. The implication of that is that you don't have it and forget that there is a context of destiny actualization. And there are many things that you find around your life and you never actualize destiny. Are you with me now? See, Jesus could have chosen to be made king when he was, what was that thing that he did? Triumphant entry, is it not true? He ran away. There are many times they wanted to make him. He ran away. Because he understood that what Satan gives is quack in exchange for the original one. Are you with me? How did I get here? Musa, at this. Let me just say one thing. I'll just read the text. There are many places I want us. We must deal with this transport system. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 22. 2 Kings chapter 2, 8 to 15. And 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Let me see if we can read one of them. And then. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Genesis chapter. If you did not come, that means God did not answer my prayer. There is a prayer I made, and I was waiting for it to be complete. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 22. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 8 to 15. And 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Amen. Aaron, you know where God is taking you to, is it not true? That's number one. You know what it will take to get there? I like your answer. See, first step is knowing where God wants to take you. Number two is knowing what it takes. Because when you know what it takes, you will now know the requisite price to pay. I always say it all the time. Victor, if you are going to Mbanago, you don't need a aeroplane. You don't need a aeroplane. Are you with me? But if you are going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, I know you would like to visit the glory to God. Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you want to visit there, you will need an aeroplane. Meanwhile, there is another me, so there is sheep. It's also good. I would. It's good. This man, he said, you will take deserts. Please don't take deserts. Many of our people have died trying to do that. Anyway, that is figurative. I'm trying to put destiny in the context of physical expressions. You see it? So you can take sheep, you will still get to Tulsa. Are you with me? Somebody takes. Me and Chuka was discussing the other thing. Just 2 weeks before he got married, and be a week, I don't know. They have their. Where he's working, they sent some staff for training and whatever. So he was at Dubai. So he snapped, first of all, he snapped the aircraft and sent the picture to me. Say glory.
Glory.
You see something that looks like plasma TV, small one in front of him. I looked at it and now understood what the scripture meant by saying, for God so loved the world. Is you that think God hates the world? For God so what? Love the world. You need to let me stop there. Somebody will misunderstand this thing now, so let me stop there. I with you. So we are. He told me they left. Before you know what's happening, he told me they have arrived. Dubai. I don't know if it's up to 5 hours. It should be there about. 5 hours from here to Dubai. I know people from this place that died because they were trekking through the desert to Spain. For months, they died on the way. That's where somebody arrived in less than 5 hours. And he was in a cozy place. Even aircraft, their grace of aircraft. Their own is, there is one I entered. It's not the same thing with the one they had. My own, they served us something, you know, but it was Capricorn. it was Capricorn, and you know that cake that they sell in your school. That's the one they gave me. But they packaged it well. So that you will be deceived. May you not be deceived by packaging in the name of Jesus. So I'm just trying to be basic in my explanation of transport systems. First of all, you need to know that destiny cannot be actualized except a man is transported to that place. It is the basis for our prayers when we started. Thou will show me the path of life. On the basis of discovery, I will begin a journey. Are you with me now? So the first thing concerning the path of life is that we must be able to identify the pathways. It is only when you have identified the path that God wants you to tread upon. It is thereupon that you will be able to pay the requisite price that it takes for a man to get the conveyance that it takes for him to get to the place of destiny. Are you with me now? It is why I asked you, where are you going? I asked him, where is he going? Because the one going to Mbanagu is not the same. It's not the same preparation with the one going to Lagos. Are you with me? The one going to Lagos, sometimes you have to fly. Are you with me now? So that you will meet up. There are some people, you are already late. On the part of you are late. So somebody can take bus and be going to Lagos. You can't take bus, my friend. You need to enter a flight. Destiny is coming. Many people are already suffering because you have not arisen. The Bible says that the earnest expectation of the creation, they wait. They wait for who? The manifestation of the sons of God. He said that his creation is held bondage, not willingly, but it is held bondage in hope. It is on that account that the scripture went on the next verse and said, likewise, the spirit helpeth our infirmities. Because there are dimensions in our destiny that is, are you with me? That it is not just about you. There are nations and people that is in pain and lack and penury. They are in devotion. They are in bondage because you have not arisen. If you are, had it been you rose 5 years ago, your family would have been free. Do you know the problem? You can decide not to rise for the next 10 years. Your family, in fact, members of your family, many of them will die. Because Satan will be ruling. Like that one that went and dropped something. He is thinking he is king. It's because a man has not come. A God. He said, God said to Moses, I have made you a God. Unto who?
Pharaoh
is the God of the whole world. But he said, me, I make you God of gods. When you arrive, the things that you were afraid of will become afraid of you now. There are people Satan is afraid of. I am one of them. No, I know. I am one of them. I told you people now, the way I went to Abakaliki for Revival Summit, and one heavily demon-possessed lady. Some people will come to hold her. She said, who? They will run away. I looked at her like, I just looked at her. She fell on the ground and started begging. Huh? Carry something. Let Satan beg. The same Satan people are afraid of, he can beg. I'm telling you, Satan begs when he sees something. I will show you from the Bible. They said the demon possessed person saw Jesus, and the demons did what? Cried out. They cried out. Meanwhile, before they cried out, the disciples were trying to cast him out. He was doing like this. He was doing like this. Haven't you seen them? They'll be doing like this. There is even one they were casting out. He said, I won't. No. They will fall on the ground. I'm trusting God that He will provide transport systems for us. Some of us, we are behind schedule. So we need to be carried on the wings of the wind. We need speed. Is it not true? We need speed. I was discussing this lecture, the one we started yesterday with my mother. Some of the things. I saw something on social media. I saw five people. I don't know how many of you have seen it. That is on a racetrack. And number five, Nan took peg and went to the starting point. Put the peg here. And put something like a, don't know what to call it. You know, a rubber band, like a band that is stretchable. And drew himself back. And the people are on the starting line. Don't measure yourself with that. Because once you say start, the person just allows himself to be carried with the momentum that that rubber generates. And before you are even able, before you are able to start, he has already reached where he is. That is why, are you with me? I'm trying to tell you transport systems. Eh? Ahab was running, Elijah was not moving. So, from your own opinion, Elijah is behind. Is it not true? But he stayed there and he was saying, takambo, takatakabo, kapatakapata. I'm not lying to you. Initially, when I started, it seemed as if all my mates, everybody has gone ahead of me. But believe it or not, even as I'm talking to you now, I am at least 10 years ahead of them. Yes. At least. Because I'm being modest so that you will not what I'm 10 years. Yes. But there were seasons that I can't begin to say it again. Even to shop now, wahala. Don't do my own, I won't tell you. But It is not that you don't have to eat. You don't even have food. And then your father will call you and sit you down. And say, my son, you have a bright future. You have a bright future. You have a bright future. Are you with me? Let me leave the rest. But you have a bright future. And he talks to you as a father. My heart will break. And then I'll go to God. And I'll think he's as emotional as me. God is not emotional. In fact, if I go, he won't say anything. I will go with fasting. He won't say anything. He make sure I stay for 7 days in that fasting. You know, there is a way you come with fasting. Let me fast now. God is now me and you. God won't say anything. After the 10th day, you say, God is me and you. After the 4th day, you say, God is me and you. On the 5th day, God have mercy. Have mercy. By the 7th day, you say. By the 7th day, you say, I yield. Anything you want to do with my life. It is then he will still tell you what he told you before he started. The instruction has not changed. It's you that try to force God to do what he doesn't want to do. He is not under pressure. He is the eternal one. So he dwells in the midst of unapproachable light. The only potentate, the mortal one. So you are getting old, but him is not. You are getting old, he's not bothered. So if you begin to live your destiny at the age of 35, God will begin to count it for you from there. So he's willing to wait till you realize the very reason why he has brought you here. It is only in that context that the resources it takes to power your destiny will begin to make manifest. I didn't know, even if I'm walking, I'm not sure I would have started flying an aeroplane by now. But I'm flying. And the way he's looking, we'll fly many. I with you. It's not on my account. Oh. People believe that what God has invested in me is worth enough to pay I with me. I'm not. If they don't count it worthy, me, I will stay with you people. I'm not bothered. I believe in your destiny enough to stay. I know you won't disappoint God and you won't disappoint me. That's why I'm pouring my youth, because there's such a thing as a man's youth. Some of the things I'm doing now, I see all these things, you can't do it in the next 30 years. The next 20 years, sir. Huh? You can't do it. Is it when you carry, you are training children? You are training children, doing ministry, doing family, doing work, doing everything. Are you a magician? That's why there is such a thing as saving for the rainy day. Some of the capacities I have, before you can touch 10% of what I have on me now, you have to stay long, tarry long. Like him, after fasting for long, he will come do it like this, and people will fall under for me. I will eat for long. He's fasting for long. Me, I will eat for long and do times 20 that thing, resting. Believe it, I can carry my seat now, sit here, with my back facing here, and then I will do power move. I don't. Oh, you people, you believe it. But in case you don't believe it, it's true. I with you now. That means that there are seasons that you compacted and worked. You see, my seat is not evident. But because of where you are going, you are doing that. See, our time has finished. You have 2 minutes more. Are you with me now? No. 2 minutes more. Now, you have to pray to God and ask him that he will show you the path of life. You know why? So that you will know the type of transport system that you have to lay hold of. So, is it a hub transport that you want? He can carry you to the gate of Jezreel. Or is it Elijah? Is it Elijah transport? Which one? It depends. Are you with me? It was in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 where I wanted to read that Paul said, I know a man 14 years ago, whether in the body or not, I don't know. But such a one that was caught up in the heavens, he saw things that the mouth is not worthy to speak. Person is living on heaven and earth at the same time. That's not the person you can be doing temptation with. That's not the person Satan is fighting. Satan fights you and wins you because you are on the ground. Because the height advantage you have is not enough to conquer him. As I've said before, that height is an advantage in warfare. The higher you are in the spirit, the more you are able to trounce Satan. Are you with me now? So when you begin to gain ascendance in God, after some time, some of the things that are challenges to you, you will notice that they are not there again. It is when I found out this thing, I stopped praying, God bless me, money, others. There is a place you climb to, money will not be an issue. Again. What is important is value. Money is nothing. I'm telling you the truth. So imagine if I focus all my time and then you made money and find out that it is not able to solve your destiny problem. Meanwhile, when you get what just pray in the spirit for the next 1 minute. Don't worry, be seated. There is something happening in the spirit now. There is something happening. Holy Ghost. Shabala. Embreko pataha salabanta labra. Just go ahead, increase the tempo. Shanemonta grapata balaha selemanta. Ratia cum redebeleto sapakamenanta. Mandebeleto shakapalada balahata. Panteila cabrena pataha balada balata. Mantia cumbra de palante lebre de beleto sagabalata. Dinamorata sabelanta. Ambreka pata baranda brana bata babalata shailaba kabrenda balataba mande borata balaha sakabantele yeteria kamre tebelen tokalana da balata rabilata balakamro abreka pata kamre tebelen telemra tababaya shabrata babadanta braka pata kabenate papaya paya kubarante mante borata pata in Jesus mighty name we pray. My God, something is happening. If you are a guy, take your right hand, put on your forehead. If you are a lady, take your right hand, put on your navel. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Sako beresh, abaha, kabosh, sabarata bakabena, brente, kapaya, shakadash, neko, sabrata, kabeno, ambrako, pataya, kadesh, Holy Ghost. Mama hasele kombra, paile kota kambre dabana hata kabeno, rapata brata bayanta krambeto la dabahata. You see, in the next 2 minutes, God, there is somebody I'm looking for. There's somebody I'm looking for. The hand of God will come on that person. The hand of God will come on that person. He's coming stronger. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, help me, help me, help me and find that one, help me and find that one. By an anointing of the Holy Ghost, by an anointing of the Spirit, by anointing, by anointing, by anointing. Simon Takambre, Payata, Capro, Sakabana, Ambreto, Sakabanate, Mantia Cambre, Tola, Sabacabento, Ambra Capata, Jadianta, Cambre Tabalata, Manta Bacande Capalante. I command in the name of Jesus Christ. I command in the name of Jesus Christ. I command in the name of Jesus Christ. Sora Tabalia, Ambre Cota Capenanta, Labarosa, Ambre Copata Cabana, Labada, Jabra Capota Casabenantaria, Abreto, Sabanata, Labarada Bayatalia, Brente Cabota Cabalata, Jesus, Sabarana Mahata Bacene, Ambreto Bada, Sadabante, Brante Bayata, Manta Braca Pataca Benatoa, Zabrete Belente, Crambriatalia, Ambreto Baba Capanata Labala, Zobrata Babanante, Cambretaia, Gila Patacabena, Ambreco Patacabala Sabenante, Mandia Cambreto, Sabarata Manaha, Manta Braca Patacabana da Labada Tabadash, Holy Ghost, Sabelanta Braca Patabenate, Zimbro Capatabala Tamanadea, Cobala, 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 Ambreco Sabarata Mana, Ambrete Yatiando Brana Patabalatia, Zebreke Petecembreto Barata Manata, Branto Casabarana Madalia, Embreca Pata Shatabarana, Beiko Pate Baranta Barasula, Repete Cambre de Benento, Zabraca Pataca Benatelia, Branto Casabalata, Mantia Cabana, Jesus, 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 Zapara Cumbre Temenete, Ambra Copata, Labacamena, Labacamena, Rabacamena, Ambrecota Casabenanta. Manante kiando brata baraha asobra kapanande liaka brana bata balata jabala kapatos abreko pananta braka bata banate mamaha akea kola zabalanta brata babira repeto kasoda brata bamanate ambra kapata kabena sada barata manta braka bata kabrenda belatua zabranta baba kabenate zamenente kembreta bayata zamaka palata bayata. Jesus, 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 La Pato Sakabanate, Ambraco Patamananta, Braca Patabaladia, Ebreco Patacabanante, Lebanadoa, Zabraca Patacabanate, Ambrata Pabo Sakabanatela, Ambrete Penento Caparada, Manta Babila Bacasele Banatelia, Shagabarada Balataba Manatalia, Ambraco Pataca Benante Lembro Tabarada Baha. In Jesus' mighty name, we